What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin. Oh, I already said that. My bad. Sorry for saying that. But welcome back to the show. I hope everyone's having a wonderful and nice Monday. Guys, obviously, the NFL preseason is officially over. And guys, tomorrow will be cut down day. That means all 32 teams in the entire league of the NFL will be choosing players who they want to keep. Obviously, due to how good they were in the preseason. So, yeah. So that will happen tomorrow. So it's going to be interesting to see all the main rosters and see all the talent on all 32 teams in the NFL. So, yeah, I just had to get that out the way. But yeah, guys, I decided to come back on the show because I wanted to do another list with you guys today. My list for today, I'm going to be including my five important takeaways from the game against the Jets. Obviously, we lost, but there are some, you know. But like I said before, preseason, it's not a real game. It's just an exhibition game. It's preseason. It's nothing but practice, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna be giving you guys my five important takeaways from this game. And yeah, so without further ado, let's get right into it. So the preseason is officially in the books for the Giants and Brian Daboll on Saturday. And the Giants close things out with a fun showdown against the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. In the end, though, the Giants suffered a 32-24 loss. Now, there were plenty of takeaways from the action with some positives and some negatives for Coach Dabes and his staff to take a look at. So obviously the question we should be asking ourselves, what stood out the most? Well, for me, number one, I think we have to put Isaiah Simmons. You know, my first key takeaway is Isaiah Simmons wasting no time making a splash for the Giants. You know, just 2 days after being traded to the Giants, Isaiah Simmons, who plays linebacker and safety, I thought this guy put on the pads and suited up to take on the Jets. You know, Simmons started out as an inside linebacker, and he was out there for 5 snaps. While it was only a small sample size, Isaiah Simmons got his Giants career going strong. You know, almost taking down Aaron Rodgers for a sack in the first quarter. On this particular play, you know, Isaiah Simmons exploded off the edge, got past the Jets running back, and then got a hand on Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was able to escape Isaiah Simmons, but then the pressure came moments later from O'Shane Ximenes was enough to get him to lose his footing and throw the ball out of bounds while falling to the ground. This was all set up by Isaiah Simmons. You know, so the Giants pulled off the stunner and landing of this guy from the Cardinals, and it only took a 7th round pick in next spring's NFL draft to get it done. So once week 1 of the regular season gets here, we should be seeing plenty of Isaiah Simmons against the Dallas Cowboys. He'll take the next 2 weeks to grow more comfortable with the defense. Obviously, Giants fans can't wait to see what he can get done this fall. So I got Isaiah Simmons. That's my first takeaway from this game. My second takeaway is Matt Peart had fans upset with his inconsistent play, you know, and here's why I got this at number two. Yes, we're stating the obvious here, but it's imperative for offensive tackles Evan Neal and Andrew Thomas to stay healthy this season. The swing tackle has been Matt Peart, but his play against the Jets had plenty of people ready to rip their hair out, including me, you know. I mean, to start Saturday's contest, Matt Peart was called for holding against the Jets starters. After that, there are other mistakes, including Matt Peart getting blown by Bryce Huff to give up a sack on Tommy DeVito, plus a false start penalty. Now, look, while Matt Peart did some solid plays and the run blocking, the inconsistency is not great, you know, to see at this point in the preseason. The backup offensive line as a whole hasn't looked sharp, but you know, folks were expecting to see better play from Matt Peart. Evan Neal worked his tail off this offseason to improve his game, while Andrew Thomas signed a massive extension worth $117.5 million over 5 years. You know, so these two are going to be relied upon to keep Daniel Jones on his feet. But if Matt Peart is going to have his number called in the regular season, and he's going to have to pick up his game, another showing like the one he had against the Jets will not be tolerated. You know, so that's my second takeaway from this game. My third takeaway, the injuries. God damn, the injuries. The injuries were a nightmare for the Giants. Obviously, a major win for a team if you can leave a preseason game with your guys healthy. That wasn't the case for the Giants on Saturday. Obviously, in the first half alone, multiple guys went down. This included wide receiver Bryce Ford Wheaton, who was hoping to make a splash against the Jets to try and earn a spot on the main roster. It's now looking like, obviously, we all saw the reports, Bryce Ford Wheaton, he's out, you know, with a knee injury or torn ACL in the first quarter. He went out with a torn ACL. You know, so it's looking like Bryce Ford Wheaton could be destined for the practice squad. I mean, you got a feel for this kid. I mean, out of West Virginia, he went undrafted. I don't know how he went undrafted, you know, but then had multiple teams trying to land him as an undrafted free agent. The Giants inked him, and there was a good chance he could be on the week one roster. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, it wasn't just him. You know, Bobby McCain went down with an injury. Zion Gilbert, Chris Myrick went down. And Wyatt Davis. All those guys were ruled out early on. You know, Wyatt Davis had to be carted off the field. But luckily, it appears to be a high ankle sprain. Before the final whistle, Javarius Owens and Jermon Green also had their nights cut short due to injury. So, I hate saying this because I hate injuries, but the injury bug still remains an issue for the Giants, you know. So yeah, that's my third takeaway. My fourth takeaway from this game, Aaron Rodgers. That's my fourth takeaway. Aaron Rodgers is going to make a huge difference for this Jets team. And I understand there's a lot of talk about he's getting older now, and there's been questions about the offensive line, and can the offensive line protect Aaron Rodgers in crucial situations? I understand that, but you know, this is a different Jets team. The Jets have one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL. They, you know, the offensive line. Okay, I understand the offensive line. There's a lot of question marks, but outside of the offensive line, there's a lot of talent. You know, if this offensive line can hold a defense for 6-7 seconds. This offense can be dangerous, you know, because you got this Jets team as a whole, there's a lot of talent, you know, and let's not forget about the defense, you know. So I love, you know, even though we lost, you know, this season is all about the Jets. It's all about enjoying what is happening in front of everyone's eyes. Obviously when the whole thing with the Packers went down, no one knew what was going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. No one knew if he was going to retire or if he was going to still play football. So he decided to take the Brett Favre route and go play with the Jets. This Jets team, without a doubt, is probably the best version of them that I think we can all say we've all seen for a long time, you know. And it's gonna be very exciting to be a Jets fan, you know. Here's why. I hate to give the Jets any credit from this action, but this showdown made it quite clear that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a great leader for this offense, for that offense. You know, Aaron Rodgers, he was only in action for two series, but he finished going 5 of 8 for 47 yards, plus a touchdown pass to Offensive Rookie of the Year, Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson is coming off a special campaign with the Jets, and things are only going to be on the up and up for Garrett Wilson now that he has a future Hall of Famer throwing him the pigskin. The Giants didn't play their starting secondary, but Aaron Rodgers to Garrett Wilson touchdown wasn't going to be stopped by anyone. You know, this was a perfect throw by Aaron Rodgers. It wouldn't have mattered if Deonte Banks or Trey Hawkins would have been on the outside trying to contain Wilson. You know, this was simply, without a doubt, a perfect ball from Aaron Rodgers and a great catch from Garrett Wilson. You know, when these two teams meet in the regular season, I'm pretty sure Wink Martindale will have quite the task in trying to slow down Aaron Rodgers. Now, he's still got a lot of good football in him left, though. So that's my fourth takeaway. And my last takeaway, this is kind of a not so surprising one. My last takeaway is Graham Gano. Graham Gano continues to be among the best field goal kickers in the business. Okay, that's my last takeaway, and here's why. This is probably the biggest positive for the Giants, for Brian Daboll and the Giants, you know, and that is the incredible right foot, right boot of Graham Gano. You know, time and time again, Graham Gano has been Mr. Reliable for this team, and more of the same arrived at MetLife on Saturday. Despite the Giants suffering the 8-point loss to the Jets, Graham Gano was automatic in his field goal attempts. You know, to start things off, he split the uprights with a 57-yard kick. Then he added a 40-yard field goal right before the end of the first half. In the third quarter, he lined up for a 56-yard field goal. And once again, he delivered for Brian Daboll. You know, Graham Gano was 3 for 3 on the night against the Jets, and a perfect 2 for 2 on his kicks of 50-plus yards. Talk about being in midseason form. You know, obviously, while the Giants obviously were hoping to see plenty of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley touchdowns in 2023, there are going to be plenty of times where Graham Gano will trot out onto the field to try and give his offense needed 3 points. You know, Graham Gano has been so consistent for the Giants, and people are going to have all the confidence in the world in him once the regular season gets here. Graham Gano is a stud. So, yeah. Yeah, guys, those are my 5 takeaways from this game against the Jets. yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. And that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But yeah, that's all I gotta say. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know how you guys feel about it. You know, let me know if I forgot some things from this game that you guys wanted me to add. I will do it. But yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more updates, if there are any. If there is any. I'll also keep you guys updated about any list if I have any as well. So stay tuned for that. Or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me. You guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section. And I'll get right back. I'll definitely respond or answer. So yeah, that's all I gotta say. So far that's all I have for you guys today. But until then, I'm out. Peace.